Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Mathematics of the Mind, Nuri Muhammad takes readers on an enlightening journey through the intricate landscape of human cognition, blending the precision of mathematics with the vast possibilities of the brain. This book is an ambitious exploration of how mathematical principles can be applied to understand the operations, structures, and functions of the mind. Muhammad argues that just as mathematics is the language of the universe, it can also decode the complexities of mental processes. By navigating the intersection of neuroscience, psychology, and abstract mathematical concepts, The Mathematics of the Mind presents a compelling case for viewing our cognitive abilities through a mathematical lens. It is a bold attempt to bridge the gap between two seemingly disparate disciplines, offering profound insights into the nature of thought, reason, and intelligence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Foundation of Cognitive Mathematics, Nuri Muhammad introduces the concept of cognitive mathematics as a framework for understanding how the mind processes information, makes decisions, and solves problems. He delves into the basic mathematical principles underlying cognitive functions, such as pattern recognition, logic, and sequence detection. Muhammad employs a variety of examples to illustrate how our brain performs complex computations seamlessly, demonstrating the inherent mathematical nature of thought processes. This section is foundational, setting the stage for a deeper exploration of how mathematical models can be applied to dissect and understand the mechanics of the mind. Secondly, Neural Networks and Algorithms, Muhammad embarks on an exploration of artificial neural networks as a metaphor for understanding the brain's function. He explains how these networks, designed to mimic the neural pathways in the human brain, utilize algorithms to learn from data, make decisions, and recognize patterns. By drawing parallels between machine learning algorithms and human cognitive processes, Muhammad highlights the potential of mathematics to unravel the complexities of how we think, learn, and remember. This segment underscores the importance of algorithmic thinking in deciphering the code of human intelligence and offers readers a glance into the future of cognitive science. Thirdly, logic, reason, and creativity. This section of the book delves into the intricate relationship between logic, reason, and creativity from a mathematical perspective. Muhammad challenges the traditional dichotomy between logical mathematical intelligence and creative thinking. Through the lens of mathematical logic and abstract algebra, he proposes that creativity itself can be seen as a form of problem solving that follows its own unique set of rules and patterns. By examining case studies and historical examples of mathematical breakthroughs, Muhammad demonstrates how mathematical thinking can lead to creative insights, thereby expanding our understanding of intelligence beyond its conventional confines. Fourthly, the geometry of thought. Muhammad introduces the idea that thoughts have shapes and that the mind can be modeled geometrically. He explores the concept of mental space as a geometric entity where ideas can be positioned, moved, and even transformed using mathematical operations. This perspective allows for a discussion on how the organization of thoughts affects problem-solving and decision-making. By applying geometric principles and topology to cognitive processes, Muhammad presents a novel way of visualizing and understanding the dynamics of thought, leading to intriguing insights into the spatial nature of cognition and memory. Lastly, mathematics as a path to understanding consciousness. In the final section, Muhammad takes a bold leap into the realm of consciousness, proposing that mathematical concepts could hold the key to unraveling this profound mystery. By exploring the mathematical underpinnings of perception, awareness, and the self, he suggests that the structure and functioning of consciousness might be understood through mathematical models. This ambitious endeavor bridges disciplines, from quantum mechanics to philosophy, inviting readers to consider the possibility that consciousness itself could be mathematically decoded. Though speculative, this section encourages a radical rethinking of consciousness as an emergent property of complex mathematical interactions. In conclusion, Nuri Muhammad's The Mathematics of the Mind is a must-read for anyone fascinated by the workings of the mind or the elegance of mathematics. It is particularly suited for readers who seek to understand the deep connections between cognitive processes and mathematical principles. By showcasing how mathematical models can illuminate the structure and function of cognitive processes, Muhammad provides valuable insights that could benefit psychologists, neuroscientists, mathematicians, and even educators. This book challenges us to reconsider the boundaries of our understanding of the mind, offering a unique perspective that can enrich both personal insight and professional practice. Ultimately, The Mathematics of the Mind teaches us that by blending the rigors of mathematics with the complexities of human cognition, we can advance our quest to understand the most mysterious aspects of our existence. If you would like to support Nuri Muhammad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.